1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Millions of people are in the crosshairs of severe weather, including torrential rain and thunderstorms. Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel says people in Florida had better watch out.
Another day of storms and really heavy downpours in the Sunshine State. Not the best news, especially if you're planning a beach weekend here in Florida. With damaging winds over 60 miles an hour, lots of frequent lightning. And oh, by the way, we've seen a lot of hail with storms recently here in the Sunshine State and along the Gulf Coast.
Police are searching for the suspect in the execution-style shooting of five people, including an eight-year-old. It happened in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. Police say the family asked a neighbor to stop firing his gun because they were trying to sleep. This woman lives nearby.
When I heard the shooting, we were in bed, and my kids, I have two babies, they got scared. But we're like, well, that's normal. They're always shooting.
American civilians are fleeing Sudan amid fierce fighting between two generals that has left people unable to leave their homes amid shortages of water and electricity. CBS's Raimi Innocencio with more.
The two actually used to be allies. They overthrew a dictator in 2019, then overthrew a joint civilian-military government in 2021. But now they are targeting each other to try to protect their own base of power.
Montana is now at least the 15th state to ban gender-affirming care for young transgender people. It's a battle that played out on the national stage. CBS's Michelle Miller explains.
The state's Republican governor signed the bill into law Friday, which prohibits transitional hormone treatments and surgeries for minors. The bill led to the legislative exile of transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr, who encouraged protest and told fellow lawmakers the measure would leave blood on their hands. Montana's ban is set to take effect in October.
A series of deadly helicopter crashes have led the Army to ground flights. The latest was just this week. CBS's Mara Rubin explains.
The stand down was ordered after two Apaches crashed Thursday in Alaska, killing three soldiers. It's the Army's third fatal helicopter crash this year, all of them during routine training. And during the stand down, the Army will review the risk management process and the aviation maintenance training program.
Brittany Griner and her wife Sherelle will be special guest of CBS News at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. This coming almost 5 months after the WNBA star was released from a Russian jail. Their surprise addition to the guest list puts them in the room with journalist and President Biden, who coordinated Britney's release with a prisoner swap. They'll sit with CBS's Gail King. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $37.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 46. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 41. About an inch of snow tonight through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 42.
Folks, welcome to the Kripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome. We got another episode of the Cripes Cast today. I'm talking with Will Burkhardt. He is a comedian. He is going to be in Milwaukee at the Improv on April 13th and then in Janesville on the 14th and the 15th, again of April. Check out his website, thewillburkhardt.com. Will and I, funny dude. We took a while talking about things like water, bottled water, and the periodic table of elements, and had a lot of ramblings for a couple two comedians. So I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm going to be honest with you, Colleen. I think we did wormhole a few places, though.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah, you definitely did. But that's okay, because the wormholes, inside the wormholes, you know what's in wormholes?
Worms.
And you know what happens when you got worms? You can catch walleyes.
Okay.
So, you're in for something special today, I'll tell you that.
Have you noticed how there aren't, like, a lot of worms anymore on the sidewalks? You know, like, growing up, like, when it would rain?
Yeah.
Worms would just be everywhere.
God, I love this conversation, because my first reaction to that was being like...
A roll, eye roll.
And they're like, Colleen, there are a lot of worms on the sidewalks. They're only there, though, after it rains.
And so at first I'm like,
you just haven't been walking around while it's raining. Mm-mm. And then I was thinking, what if there is a worm shortage in the world? You know,
I've been thinking about this for the past couple of years, because I feel like as a kid, it would rain and you would like, it was, they're everywhere.
Well, it depends where you live, but they're everywhere here when it rains. I'll tell you that.
Yesterday, walking into work, I didn't see any. And it was like right after a rainfall.
Well, the time of the year depends too. And uh-huh. Also, you know what's fun? You know, they call them night crawlers, right?
Yeah.
So I'll walk around here. And for people who don't know, I'm in Milwaukee. But you walk around the neighborhood at night, especially during this time of year,
okay,
in the spring. And you just hear this little rustling. And you're like, what is that? And then as you get closer to the sound, you realize, oh my gosh, this is these old leaves. And then you pick up the leaves and it's all these night crawlers.
Have you really done that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single worm since I've moved to Milwaukee.
Well, you're not looking close enough for the worms.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, maybe you're onto something. Now I'm starting to think, oh, geez, I'm going to Google that.
When's the last time you saw a good old fashioned worm?
I mean, you know what? I'm just going to do what you should have done before bringing this onto the podcast.
It's an intrusive thought. Sorry, I didn't think to.
A night crawler shortage in the world.
Thanks to the people who said God bless you.
There's a nationwide summer shortage of Canadian night crawlers. It's just night crawlers are just part of the global warming problem. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Well,
wow. Do you have a spoon I can eat all these words with? Ontario worm suppliers blame nightcrawler shortage on long winter.
Oof.
Well, this is from 2014, so okay. I don't think this is now. Okay. But it's also, these are nightcrawler suppliers, you know? So these are people in the biz, and maybe I'd have to dive down a little further in this, because maybe they have like a worm factory, you know, or a worm farm rather. And maybe
aren't worm farms like a thing kids?
Yeah, my dad has one in the basement.
Right. So then I'm just imagining like a giant factory filled with worm farms.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then Worm Man becomes a thing because he got bit by a worm.
Oh,
radioactive.
Worm Man would be awesome. That'd be a great superhero. Nightcrawler Man.
What would their power be?
The ability to burrow under the dirt and show up in a different part of the deal. But his kryptonite is every time it rains, he's got to come up. And he just...
No, it should be sun, because if you leave the worms out, they dry out.
Oh, like
rain
that's
is
true.
Where he works.
Rain is when he gets some...
So he lives in Seattle.
but Seattle's getting warmer, so climate change is messing with this deal. Maybe Rick, that's where the plot begins.
Maybe this is a commentary about global warming.
Every comic book is a commentary about something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why people really get into them.
I just like it for the
yeah,
hot actually, superheroes that's not superhero costumes. I'm there for Chris Evans and Chris Evans alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also is not why people get into them. That's sort of the subtle undertone for nerds at Comic-Con, which I've been one. I've been one of those nerds. I've been to Comic-Con, not to brag. I was what working
did you dress
there.
Up? Okay, I was going to say, what did you dress up
no,
as?
No, I was working there.
Nice.
I was a reporter. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, here you have it. My conversation with Will Burkhart. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. And here is this week's episode. Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Cripescast. I am your host, Charlie Behrens. I am joined in the Cripescast studio with the one, the only, Colleen Maraca.
What up, what up?
Executive producer of the Cripescast.
What up? Make some noise.
This
Minnesota
week,
boys.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. That's, you know.
What?
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Who, me?
You were funny. I was like, okay, that's enough.
Also, it was more your comedic timing than what I actually said.
No, I was like, those are cool pants you're wearing.
They're jeans. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, they're like the ones that the Gen Zs are wearing.
Well, I am Gen Z.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. So. They're like the baggy style, right?
Yeah, your jeans are super cool. No, it's just because I'm tall as shit.
You're not that tall.
No, literally, I'm not even
really?
Kidding.
You're wearing normal jeans? Come on.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. And now my feet are on the...
You got the wrong size jeans, though.
No, they're... Okay. Do they look bad?
No, they look cool. Okay. I'm saying how they look cool. They look like capris. I didn't know capris were back in style. Although it is spring, flood
they're
season.
They're not capris.
What are they?
I just want to show the camera.
What are
they're
they?
Like normal. It's just
oh, they're just hiked up. They're still a little high, though. They're still a little high.
Flood's coming.
Floods are coming.
thanks. They're my spring jeans.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal. So my grandma Sue is on the podcast this week. My aunt Mary is on the podcast, and their friend Lois. And we did. This is the first Cripescast we've done in a car. How did it turn out?
It's still in the edit right now.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's honestly like the audio's better than I expected because I was like, oh, there's no mics. Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. One track.
Yeah. So it's not too bad.
There were times where I was having a conversation with Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary and Lois were having a completely separate conversation in the back.
Oh, God.
So
if you're confused and have a headache, imagine what it's like editing it.
Yeah. No, we can't set it up like that. People got to be excited to listen to this.
Yes.
I learned a lot about my family in this ride. And what I was hoping that people would get out of this sort of experimental podcast is just sort of like be a fly on the wall in the car when I'm driving with my grandma to the casino, you know?
Yeah.
And
do you want to give a deep tease of what you learned?
Oh, man. Well, I learned my grandpa was a prison guard. You know, or worked in a prison. My grandpa, Lois, was the first woman at the Waupun prison. The first woman hired at the Waupun prison. Can you believe that?
The way you said that at first was like, it sounded like she was the first inmate.
Oh,
she
was a guard and she would help go through the mail and in the mail for the inmates.
To make sure there wasn't any like...
She found something very interesting inside a cigarette packet. And it was something erotic. Yeah. The look on your face is hilarious. But
my mind is going a million different directions. Yep. Let's not give it away.
I'm not giving it away. I've said enough. Something erotic inside a cigarette
sells.
Packet. Yeah, I know. I know. I know what these people want.
Don't go messing with Lois.
No, no. Lois, badass. So, yeah, you know from the Patreon that what? Lois was the big winner?
Lois was the big winner. This was the same crew, the girl gang plus Charlie that went to Ho-Chunk? Question mark?
We went to Ho-Chunk, yeah, in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Just down the road from Waupun, Fond du Lac,
about
you know.
Hereabouts. I don't know the
well,
map.
Yeah. So Fond du Lac, you know, it's like,
is it Wisconsin this way?
Well, But for me, I was just trying to think that it maybe was mirrored by the camera, but
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you go from Fondi, Waupun, Baraboo right over there ish. It's hard for me to tell from the side, but Baraboo Center, and then Waupun, Fondi.
Nice.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, we went there. It was fun. Lois, the big winner. My grandma was jealous. It was hilarious to watch, but
it was so funny in the video. You're like, "How's it going?" And she goes, "Not good." Yeah. I was like, "Damn!" I have yet to meet her. I got to meet her at some point.
Yeah.
Aunt Mary. Yeah. Another exciting thing is that this week is Charlie's birthday.
Yes, it is my birthday. Yep.
Do you want me to sing now or hold it?
No.
I've been practicing all week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Me. That wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
I'll save it so it's not recorded because we don't need to hear that. We'll do it when we have your birthday bash.
Thank you for wanting to say happy birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday. I asked you this before and you said, I don't want to catch up with you on a personal level until it's on the podcast so that it's content.
So, I did not say that directly. I may have said that sarcastically.
No, you didn't say that. I just gathered. You're like, oh, that's good stuff for the podcast. Uh-huh. So do you want to go over this last year of your life and
oh God,
this is the birthday questions. Everybody has a birthday question.
All right. What do you want to know?
Looking over the last year, what was something that you were proud of? And then looking into this next year, what are something you're looking forward to?
Let's see here. Something I was proud of in this past year. I'll actually say just on Sunday, I was working on a new hour of material and I tried it out. All for the first time on, not for the first time, I've been doing clubs and stuff, but I didn't think I was going to be able to come up with an hour of material that was good. And some of it needs a little bit more work, but I put up an hour of material yesterday. I was proud of it. I thought it was awesome. Good.
So can that go in? I'm going to give you something you should be proud of.
Oh, okay.
That goes with this.
Okay.
You're special. You did your first special.
Thank
and so
you,
like
yeah.
That goes hand in hand. Like now you are pushing yourself to do a new hour. So you should be very proud of that. That was a very big feat.
It was. Yeah. It took a lot of time.
A lot of work.
A lot of time. A lot of people worked on it. So yeah, no, it was great. Thank you. Thank you very much. First special in
so
the books.
So nice. Can everybody just remember when I'm this nice?
So humble too.
And then what's something you're looking forward to in this next year? It can be personal, professional, whatever.
I'm looking forward to finding time outside of work and to make it a point to do stuff that is not work. Whether that be more stuff like this, going to the casino with my grandma, or like I just did a hiking trip, you know, just getting in the woods. The more time I spend in the woods, I think it's the better for everyone.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 46. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. Mixed precipitation likely again. Tomorrow, 41. About an inch of snow tonight through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Well, we didn't get off to as quick of a start as Graham and Sue would have liked, but we're on our way now.
We're on our way.
That podcast is on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but we can edit out anything you don't want.
So we are going to whole chunk.
We want, like I said.
I think.
We are going to Ho-Chunk Casino.
Oh, that is closer, Charlie.
Oh, and from Waupun, Mary?
From Waupun?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Bottom line, we're going to go gambling today.
Charlie, why did my mom have to sit in the front seat. I wanted to sit in the front seat
a lot. Mary, I don't know how to put this nicely. I am here to bond with my grandmother because I love her.
Am I just here as a token of pity?
Yes.
For you, on your part?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
You're just throwing me a nugget.
A little nugget. A little nugget of love.
Yep, there you go.
So.
Because you didn't want to leave me behind then.
Well, I did, but Grandma won't let me.
Dedication. Instead of dedication, it's dedication.
Yeah, it's probably.
It's fatherhood.
Look at Char. They have oak bowl.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, the oak bowl.
What is that?
Well, I was going to do that last week. Did you want that down, Grandma?
I sent Johnny that. Did he ever show it to you?
I did see that. The Oak Bowl is something that they're doing with the Boys and Girls Club of Fond du Lac. I'm actually doing an event with them on January or July 13th, which you guys are invited to.
April 1st is Johnny's in La Mira.
Yeah.
There's something March 25th too at the bar in Elm Grove.
Yes, at O'Donohue's.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to that?
I don't know. Well, I just.
It's too late.
No, March 25th.
Johnny starts at what time, Char?
Well,
8 o'clock.
It's a later show for sure. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't get home till like 11 or 12.
Yeah, I know it'd be late. So,
we're going for sure to the one April 1st. He's got seats reserved for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice. That's not too far from here, John Shell, right?
No. No, and he's got 80 people already, or 40 or 80 signed up.
40 or 80
signed up. Where is the show April 1st, Mary? I thought it was at O'Donohue.
No, it's in La Myra.
Oh, it's in La Myra.
Yeah, that's why we're going. It's so close.
Johnny Boy's expanding.
John's doing well.
So, Grandma, I'm curious, do you remember the first time you went gambling? Remember the first time you gambled?
I don't.
Do you remember the best time you gambled?
Yes, I do.
Tell me the best time you gambled.
Okay. Grandpa and I went together after work. Went to Oneida.
What year is this?
Oh,
you know roughly?
Probably 2000.
Okay, Mary. See, this is why we don't have. But do you hear what she said?
What?
1947.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was only 10 years old then.
I cracked myself up.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. Sorry, Mary interrupted your story, Grandma.
We retired in 2002.
You retired in 2002?
Yeah, so it was before that.
Okay.
So probably 1995, 96, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to Oneida, and, Grandpa then was free with the money. I think we were probably betting $2 or $3 a pot,
On the slot machines.
On the slots.
Ooh, that person really wants to get some money.
And it was right about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And ding, 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 ding.
Whose went off? Yours or Grandpa's?
Dad's. Or Grandpa's.
Grandpa's.
Yes, he went over $5,000.
Wow.
Shut up.
No.
$5,000.
Where was my cut?
Well, the government got a cut.
What year was this?
I said it right around 1995, 96, somewhere in there, I would think. Because we retired in 2002, and it was before we retired. And then, after we retired, and Grandpa wasn't working anymore, if he lost, he really did not like that. And so he refused to go anymore.
Yeah, he couldn't make any more money, so if he lost, that'd be a bigger deal. What was his reaction when he won the $5,000?
He just, so.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't invest that much.
I like how you say investing.
Yeah, $2 or $3
pull the slots. And that's what he didn't do it right away when he started. But he eventually did that just to see if he could win. He won $5,000.
Wow. So,
Or over five. It was over five.
But he didn't have a huge reaction after winning.
No, he just took it for granted.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, like, he didn't say, I don't remember what he said, but it was like, well, that's why I'm here.
How much do you think, Grandpa and you in your gambling times won more or lost more money than you spent?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. It's an entertainment.
It
like
is.
A lot of people spend money on shows and flying all over the country and
yeah.
whatnot. We didn't do that. So we went gambling, and then after we retired, he didn't want to go anymore. So we just didn't go.
Yeah. Now, did you, after he won the $5,000, did you treat yourselves to like a nice dinner or something or a nice
breakfast?
Oh,
we messed up. You know, we had one really great year in the office. I mean, we made over $1 million in that office.
Holy smokes. That was not typical though.
It wasn't typical for an insurance adjuster. That one year that we had made the million, I think Grandpa gave me a bonus of $10,000. And you know where the bonus went?
Casino.
No, the IRA.
Oh, wait, the IRA or the IRS?
The IRA.
What's the IRA?
You know, where you put your money in.
Oh, Roth IRA.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Irish terrorist.
No. But I never even saw the check.
Oh, really?
I made it out because I did all the bookkeeping, and Grandpa said, give me that check. He said, I want that deposit in the bank now.
He was so cheap.
Grandpa was cheap?
Yeah.
Mary, what's the cheapest moment you remember Grandpa being?
He took Grandma's dentures into the basement.
He did not.
He didn't want to pay money to have them fixed.
So he fixed it then.
And your dad was there, and he... Either your dad was there, or your dad had to call him on the phone and get him out of the basement and tell him not to fix those dentures.
That's the story. You know, Bob threatened to do it. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
That is true.
Mary, it isn't.
If he wasn't in the basement, he was threatening to do it.
Right.
And Dick had to call. That's true, right?
Really?
Yeah, I called your dad and I said...
So you had to call Dad because Grandpa was going to take your dentures.
Yeah, I said, he's going to do that.
Take him down the basement and hammer him out.
That sounds like Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good story.
You know, he thought that everything was man-made. You know, man could fix everything.
That was his M.O., that he could fix everything.
That he could, yeah.
Yeah. Did he fix a lot of things?
Oh, yeah.
How many times he fixed that?
That's why I said, you know, somebody who's raised on a farm, there's so much more intelligent just by their day-to-day routine.
Yeah, you can learn a lot.
Grandpa didn't live on a farm, but he was hired to bring the cows in, the cows that were across the street for a nickel a day. Different things fell apart, the machinery at the farm and whatnot, and Bob would just watch him fix it, and he learned how to do it that way, so.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I bought that Dodge Rampage, and it was sitting in your thing forever.
Driveway?
Yeah, and Grandpa and I went, and we got it, and we got some
tools to get it going.
Yeah, it was really, I think, carb cleaner, you know, and we got that stuff, and we got it running, but then it never ran for long, but we fixed it a few times.
How about the rabbit?
The rabbit, rest in pieces. It's in a junkyard now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Like your dad's car that he, you know, there was a gray Pinto.
Oh.
It's your dad, and or your dad proposed to your mother
in the Pinto.
Mary tells that story all the time. She kept it for, she had somebody keep it in his yard for years.
Take it to their yard for their 25th anniversary.
Really? Uh-huh. The Pinto. What happened to the Pinto then?
Well, Tom Gadurski.
Yeah,
shout out Tom. Kept it in his yard, and then I didn't think your parents would find it funny because it was all rusted out. It was like, you could kind of tell it was a car. So we got rid of it instead. It was here for 25 years.
So this is the car that how did my dad propose to my mom?
He got on his hands and knees in the front seat.
Wasn't he driving past something and he said, will you marry me?
They were at the Heidel House, Charlie.
The what?
Heidel House.
That's in Green Bay or Green Lake.
I don't think he proposed to her in the restaurant. I think it was in that damn car.
I remember it being in a car, you know? Did you give him crap about that?
Romantic. You know, Dick has a pretty sharp wit.
Yeah.
But I could preface that in a different way.
How else would you preface that, Mary?
He's a smart ass.
Oh, my dad is a smart
ass. And God only knows what's going to come out of his mouth. So, I didn't go there.
Okay.
But, you know, I know that, I don't think they were engaged for very long because your dad was going to start medical school.
Yes.
And my dad, actually, the same week, my dad and mother celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. My dad said, does he have to get married now? You know, because he wanted his celebration to be big, and it should have been because they were married 50 years.
Yeah.
But I said, no, they want to get married now because of the fact that Dick is going to go on. And they did.
They got married.
Yep.
Now, let's take a quick break from this just to let our listeners know what we're doing. I am driving Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary. Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and myself, we are going to pick up Lois Bentley. That is Grandma's best friend from growing up. Best casino friend, which is the best of the best friends. And we are going over to Ho-Chunk Casino after that. Mary, why aren't you buckled? What the hell is going on back there?
You lost the earrings?
You lost the earrings?
I lost my earrings.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I like that earring.
Well, you can look for it after the car is stopped.
Why don't you look for it at a safe time, Mary?
Deer
run all around. You know, you said the Lord's name in vain on a podcast, Mary. Now you're going, that's not even purgatory territory. You're going to hell for that one.
You can't say on the air that Lois Bentley is my best friend because Ruth Friedel.
Oh, yeah.
Right. She and I skipped school together.
What'd you do?
The same age. Like Mike and Mary are the same age.
Yeah.
And Tom and Dick are the same age. But Ruthie and I have been like this ever since we went, to school. So.
Well, tell me about you and Ruthie skipping school, Grandma. What's going on there?
Well, we were seniors.
You were seniors? And what were you skipping school to do?
Senior skip day. No, it wasn't senior skip day. But we just decided we were going to, it was noon, and we left the cafeteria, and we just went for a walk down the highway and went home.
You went for a walk down the highway?
Yes. And
walked home?
Yes, and Pat Crosby's dad happened to be driving down Johnson Street, and he said, girls, can you use the ride? And we said, sure. And he took us into town. So
you guys hitchhiked?
Well, we didn't hitchhike. You know, we were walking, and then...
And some car picked you up?
Pat Crosby's dad. We knew him.
Okay, yeah. So technically not hitchhiking.
Ella.
Were you guys smoking heaters?
Yeah, but
heaters?
The following day we had to pay a penalty.
What was the penalty for skipping school?
Oh, I think we had to stay after for about a week.
Oh, jeez.
Learn our lesson.
To learn your, well, what'd you do when you got into town?
I know, we went home.
Oh, you just went home?
Yeah. But it was a spring day, it was like in May.
Did you knock a couple beers back?
No.
You weren't drinking? When was your first drink of alcohol?
I do not want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
The Sister Evangeline, she was the head of the girls, and she called me in as a senior, and she said, you have the reputation of being able to drink the most beer of anybody. I said, I can't drink any more than two.
And how old were you when you said that?
17,
which was underage at that time, was it?
Yeah.
No.
But she didn't know how old that was.
So you don't...
So anyway, I refused to go to parties, have a good time. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you never did that?
After that.
Oh, after
that. Well, then one night, I decided, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go. So I went, and the following day, she had me right in her office again. You were drunk last night. I said, I was not, and who's your informer? I said, I had one beer.
One beer, and?
That's all I had.
Yeah, that's all you had?
Yep.
Wow.
Your grandma's so laid back.
Yeah.
She, hardly anything gets her grandma.
No, nothing.
And
nothing.
She,
do you know that?
Very, very soft-spoken.
Wow. This is Mary employing the art of sarcasm right now.
Oh, which, definitely.
So, now I see where Aunt Mary learns it, because Aunt Mary has this reputation of knocking a couple back and throwing her bra up on the ceiling fan.
Oh, my gosh. Charlie, that's not a true story.
What bar was that, Mary? The Copper?
Oh, my God. Bob, I'm going to kill him.
Grandpa Bob did tell me this story. A lot of people have told me this story. So, Mary,
Audrey Martin told everybody. Audrey Martin owned the place.
How did Audrey's story go, Grandma?
Well, I don't know. But she told Grandpa that somehow, some way, somebody got his bra off. And they hung it on the chandelier.
Wow.
They hung it on the ceiling.
But at that point, Mary was still developing. So they were like pimples.
Charlie, pull over.
No, Mary.
Pull over, Charlie.
No.
She's walking the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Get out, sir.
If you could see this midriff that she wore. She put it on about 5 years ago in front of Sam and said, look, I still have it.
It was a halter top.
Really?
And Sam said, oh my lord.
Get rid of that.
You still have that halter top.
I do. It was from when I was 18.
I'm
almost back into it, Charlie.
Mary was like a size zero when she was 18.
Size zero, huh?
Yeah, but then she had to give up smoking.
Oh my god.
Historically speaking, smoking is a great way to stay a size zero.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. How old were you when you started smoking, Grandma?
15. Probably.
15. What was your cigarette?
I was up in the attic with my sister. Yeah. Well, my mother smoked.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
You know, and...
Grandma Pelon.
Yeah, she smoked till she died. She
smoked. She had a cigarette in one hand and oxygen in her nose.
You walked in, you didn't know if you were coming out.
Yeah. No, I went into her house. That was the last probably I saw her. We were in her house.
How old were you?
She
died in 99,
so I would have been... 12.
Yeah.
I would walk in and I would hear the oxygen and smell the smoke, and I'd go in and I'd say, what in the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'd go and shut that damn oxygen off. Did you hear what I did to Joel one day?
No. Wait, first of all, before we get to that, she's smoking cigarettes and using oxygen.
Correct.
And
within the rooms were within like 6 feet of each other.
Which you're not supposed to have open fire, but why wouldn't you take the cigarette away? Why do you take the oxygen away and not the cigarette?
We don't know.
Because she couldn't breathe without the oxygen.
That she turned the oxygen on.
She couldn't breathe without the cigarette, I'm guessing.
Probably. No, without the oxygen.
Well, Mary said that she turned the oxygen off.
No, I turned the oxygen off.
Yeah, you
I got
did.
Mad and turned the oxygen off. She goes, "What are you doing, Mutsy?" I said, "I'm turning your damn oxygen off. What the hell are you doing? You're going to blow all of us up."
My mother, she was up down.
Yeah,
you know, my grandmother used to have beer and crack cheese at 3 o'clock every afternoon.
Ah.
And she had some of the wealthiest people come in to help her eat the cheese and drink the beer.
And that's important that they're wealthy.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
No,
they're
just saying.
Like Johnny Dice and whatnot. Johnny Dice was a big friend of hers.
Johnny Dice. I don't know the backstory on Johnny Dice.
They owned a jewelry store.
Everyone got their jewelry from John Dice.
Johnny Everyone. Dice. So that's kind of like the Rat Pack of Fond du Lac back in the day.
Yeah.
So anyway, then my grandmother dies, and my mother starts up having Manhattans at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every afternoon, 3 o'clock, come and have a drink with me. Well, Joel did.
Joel had cocktail hour with her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, he used to serve the ladies because mother would have maybe 4 or 6 ladies in the afternoon come to her house and play bridge. And
Joel, for those who don't know, is the youngest of the Barons clan, 7th of 7 kids that Grandma has, the oldest being in the back seat right now, Mary.
Yep, and the most important one.
Well, I don't know about this.
Oh, Mary. There's a restaurant. So Lois.
Here comes Lois.
I know.
Where is she?
Can we get out and look for my earring?
Yeah, Mary, that's so important.
I would think so.
That I'm glad that we're...
I kind of feel sad I lost it.
Yeah, you were just thumbing through it.
I'm wondering if it's in my bra.
In your bra?
Oh,
jeez.
Hey, we better call Audrey. She's still living. She's 103.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Audrey has a big mouth.
Okay.
Hello.
Lois!
Hello, Lois!
The old part came along.
How are you?
I'm good.
Who's the old part? Mary? Me?
Mary.
Yeah. That's what
You're
I was saying.
You're in trouble for saying that, Lois.
Lois,
my earring. I can't find it.
Oh, no.
Find the earring, Mary. I don't want to hear about this the whole way there.
All the way there.
This is for your wife, Charlie.
Oh, well, I'm divorced, but thank you so much.
If I
give it to your grandma or your mother.
Yeah, that's a scrubber.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure, you're
that's
welcome.
Really great.
Lois, I'm going on Medicare hilarious. Soon. How do you like
Look
it?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Can
wonderful.
You believe that?
Heart shape yet.
What's that?
They're heart shaped yet.
They're heart shaped yet.
I know.
Yet. Yeah,
65. Isn't Cindy 65?
Oh, God. Yeah, she's older than 65. Let's see. She was born in 58.
So was I.
Okay,
when's her birthday?
In January. Yours is May.
She's older than you then.
When was she born in January?
19.
January 19th. Oh, she knew
was my birthday present.
When's your birthday?
The 20th.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and that's your first.
Yeah, that was my
How
first.
Cool.
So, Ho-Chunk, Mary, did you find your earring?
Where are we going, Lois?
Yeah. Is Ho-Chunk the one to go to, Lois?
Sure.
Or would you rather do Oneida?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to Oneida in years.
Ho-Chunk is closer.
Ho-Chunk closer? Well, we'll do Ho-Chunk. Lois, we've been recording for a podcast, which you're welcome to join. I can turn it off if you don't want to join, too.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
It just edits the bad crap out.
Yeah. You don't need to say anything if you don't want either. Yeah.
So, Lois, how is that restaurant?
That's a Rittenhouse.
How is it?
Very good.
What kind of food do they serve there?
Hey, Lois, how do you like your apartment?
I love it.
Any more questions?
Yeah, we'll have questions all the way there.
No, I do. I love it. Oh, it's the best thing that happened to me.
Getting rid of all those homes?
Yes.
Good for you.
How do you like it here? And look at how pretty it is right now.
No,
look at the snow just kind of floating down.
It's gorgeous.
Like winter wonderland.
It is a winter wonderland.
Oh. Look at the snow hanging on the tree, that tree right there.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
But it's just firing up.
Is Randy still going to Florida?
Yes, yes. Missy and I are going down there for 5 days. That's all Missy can handle.
But you're
five
not
days away.
You're not going down there every winter anymore.
No.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's all Missy can handle. Why?
I don't know. She just doesn't like to leave home for very long.
Is she leaving Chuck?
No.
No. But I mean, is he going along?
No, he's not going along.
I'm kind of like that, though. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like that too, you know.
Some people.
Well, yeah, we don't have husbands, so.
You know, Lois, I tell the story about the first year that we went down, and Brett was about 3 years old. Not the first time, but anyway, Brett was skating, playing hockey, and he was 3 years old, and we were in Florida, or where were we? What's the name of that place, Lois? On the panhandle?
Oh,
Destin?
No. Gulf Shores.
Gulf Shores. But Brett called me and he said, Grandma, aren't you coming to my game? And I'm in Florida. Let me tell you, I lost the whole season. I just could not wait to get home.
Yeah.
But, Mary, will you behave back there? Grandma, she's being
an ass.
Yeah, she is being an ass. Thank you for saying that so I didn't have to.
I work on that every day.
Mary, grow up.
The word ass is in the Bible, by the way.
Ass is in the Bible. You can say it all you want.
Do you want me to
ass.
My best imitation of Susie?
I'd love to hear that.
Oh, dear.
Hi, my name's Susie. I'm 3 years old. I'll be 4 next month.
Wow.
I want everything.
And I have to live with that.
Mary,
all day long,
you've been acting a little interesting today. I'm starting to wonder if you
needs her medication,
or if she dipped into some of that medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Uh-oh, they're cracked up here. What's going on? Should we stop? Oh, they got a flat. Uh-oh. Oh.
What the heck was Rust been sticking out?
I don't. That's a tire. Yeah, that's not good.
Sorry, I have to call AAA.
Yeah, what the heck was that all about?
We had a tenant who was dating some guy who had been in jail for armed robbery, and we didn't know any of this. To make a long story short, they were going back and forth and back and forth, and we didn't know this either. She kept saying, oh, we're broken up. Well, they got together again, and then she grabbed his phone and found out he was seeing another gal, so she called the police on him.
Wait, she called the police because he was seeing another gal?
Yeah, she called the police, and then she spilled her guts and told them everything about this guy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, everything that she knew. So he has a jury trial. He had one in January. Now he's got a sentencing in May. But the police showed up at her house because she got back together with him. And they think her life's in danger. So that's what we had put up with for a couple of years. Or a year.
So no. Is that in that blue house?
Uh-huh.
And
she's
gone. It's Cam now.
And the cops showed up at our house because that's the last address I have for him. I told you, Charlie, I had to lock my door for a reason.
I know. You're afraid someone's going to want to come. What do you think they're going to get?
Josh is coming back.
Why would you think Josh is going to bother you?
Yeah, what did you do to Josh?
She called the cops on Josh.
because she.
And he's mandated in court not to show up at our address because he's threatened her.
But you lock the door. Why, Mary? Why do you lock my door all the time?
Because there are serial killers up there.
Oh.
Well, that actually, this is the state where serial killers tend to find themselves. Lois, what's your game at the casino?
My game is anything that pays.
Any? So,
and there are very few of them.
There are.
So it's my turn to win that.
Okay,
so
here's
one. When I've gone to Milwaukee, to not Milwaukee, Madison. The one in Madison, it's a Ho-Chunk casino. But I went there 4 times and I lost my butt.
Every time?
Every time. For 4 times. So then I went to Ho-Chunk and I won most of it back.
But you said you went to Ho-Chunk and lost, and then you went to Ho-Chunk and won.
Yeah, what's right. The difference, Lois, between Madison and Ho-Chunk?
There really is no difference. It's just the work where you feel more comfortable.
Well, right now, are we going to the right one? We're going to the one bear.
We want to go where the one's going to pay off.
Ho-Chunk. And that is at the Dells.
Ho-Chunk and Baraboo, yeah. Yep, right by the Dells.
Oh, you know where that is,
Charlie? Sure, yeah, I played shows there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you should book one.
I know. Well, I got one coming up in Bowler, so we're going to have to
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Oh, when's that?
That one is in, I think, September.
Oh, good. We'll go again.
Yeah, we're going again. That's my favorite casino story. Is
what?
Well, I had a show in at Bowler at the, oh, my gosh. Grandma, what's the name of the casino in Bowler? North Star. Yeah.
North Star.
So I was at North Star Casino doing a show. Grandma, of course, comes and she gets there early and like several hours early and before me even. And I show up and I see her and she's all sad. She says, Charlie, I lost all my money. And I says, oh, no. And I gave her $20 to try and win a little back. Well, boy, did she win. No, she won it back. Hours go by. I don't see Grandma at all. Not a text, not a call, nothing. She shows up in the green room with $1,400.
$1,800.
And what did she give you back?
She, in my 20. Yeah.
Unless I gave it back to him, I lost.
Yeah, right? You should have helped.
Did you even give him anything back, Sue?
Yeah, I gave him his 20 back.
Just the 20. Grandma, I was a 50% investor in that.
I know. She should have at least given you a stuff.
I'm cheap.
Ah, jeez. And then my favorite part is like...
And my fanning of it.
Yeah, she fans it. I did a bit on it.
We're in the green room, and Charlie goes, Grandma, show me your money. Count it out and fan it. So she's counting it, and it's all about her, right? Uh-huh. And then she fans it like this, and she's gloating. Well, she didn't know it, but Charlie was taping this, and he says to me on the way out, I'm putting this on the big screen. So I'm sitting next to her, and all of a sudden I see it on the big screen, and it's here soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was mortified. Her face was beet red. It just made my day.
Oh, go ahead, Grandma.
I just was going to say, I don't know of a show that I don't go to where Charlie doesn't pull up that video.
It's a great clip. It's great. My favorite part is that I put it in there so everyone's laughing about it, and someone's sitting by you. And then afterwards at the meet and greet, they said, we were sitting right by your Grandma Sue. I said, oh, yeah, I haven't seen her. Where did she go? And they're like, as soon as the show ended, she made a beeline back to the casino. And then I think she lost $400.
I did.
Yeah.
I gave Charlie the 20 while I was in there, though.
My nephew. I'm going back into the casino.
Exactly.
Nephew who?
Grandson.
When she needs money, Charlie.
Oh. Yeah.
But grandson, Sue, cool, but she's going back in.
Grandson.
Oh, look at that.
So, what was the worst thing that you caught your kids doing?
Lois?
I
That's a pass. That's a pass.
Okay, I, you know, I had seven.
Yeah.
And I was the person that didn't think anybody did anything. Well, there was this incident where Mark and Mike McBride, and I don't know who else was in the car, they were going down right around Luca Road. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, they were right down Luca Road.
Yeah, and they had a bottle of wine.
Rufus and Mike McBride.
Yeah, the two, those were two of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were drinking the bottle of wine, and they threw it out the window, and it did break. And a man by the name, with the last name of Lenz, was running.
Oh, no.
And Rufus said, "Stop the car." And he got the bottle, and he threw it till it broke. And Lance called the police.
Oh.
And I told them, well, wouldn't you know, the police were at our back door. And, I'm saying, he didn't do that. He didn't.
You defended him.
All the time. I would do that for my kids.
That's the one thing I found out very early. You never see your kids never do anything.
Yeah, I know. And Bob would say, Sue, shut up. Well, let me tell you, the next morning at 4 a.m., Bob had Rufus sweeping up every bit of that glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That I can see. Didn't he catch someone smoking once? And
no. Oh, Mary?
Charlie.
What was that, Mary? Did
Charlie.
What's that?
It's not my fault. Rufus stood on a canoe and looked through the bathroom window.
Saw you oh, that's smoking the weed.
Gouge his eyes out.
See, and now you're violent. You know, I've read that marijuana makes you violent.
Yeah,
Mary.
Then he told on me.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. And then he told on you?
Yeah, Rufus told on me. Then Bart picked me up from St. Mary's Springs and began to interrogate me.
Uh-huh.
And I denied everything, and I had everything he interrogated me on in my jean pockets.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, if he frisks me, I'm dead.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
He said, you're killing your mother.
You were, Mary, and you didn't stop, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Grandpa went up in her drawer and found a whiskey bottle and a pipe. Now, what else did he find?
That's Bob's problem.
Oh, a pack of cigarettes.
Mary, what cigarettes were you smoking?
I didn't smoke.
Oh, you didn't smoke. I see.
Oh, right.
We're still living in pretend land. Okay. Okay. Mary, if we go check your room now, what are we going to find?
Good luck getting through that, Joe. Best of luck to you.
Oh, dear.
I remember finding Cindy's drugs. Why I ever looked there in a register. You had these registers that you could take apart, and she had her marijuana, cigarettes, and all that kind of stuff in that register.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Why I ever looked there, I don't know.
What register?
Mothers have a sense of all of my things.
Well, you would, too, especially from working at the prison and finding the dead bodies.
Yeah.
I was cleaning upstairs once, and I was cleaning the boys' room, and I lifted up the grate to where the furnace kicks off the hot air.
Yeah.
I lifted that grate up to vacuum in there because Bob told me to. And there's a string attached to the grate. So I pull it up. Here's this Playboy magazine in the boys' room. And I said, what the hell is this? He goes, if you tell, I'll kill you.
Who was it?
Rufus.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, talking about Rufus, first of all, I got to tell Charlie about his dad.
Yeah, what about my dad? Tell me about my dad.
Okay, senior year of high school, you know, Bob was absolute that nobody was going to go anywhere at night. They were going to stay home.
Right.
And Dick said to me, you know, Mom, the basketball team, they might go to Oshkosh. or they're playing Oshkosh and they might have a party after. And I said, you know, it was to the point I thought, if he dies, he'll die happy, you know, because there was so much Bob Behrens in that house. It was to the point I couldn't take it.
Uh-huh.
And once you know, they no sooner got to the hotel to have the party, and the owner